Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Kelly Batista, B-A-P-T-I-S-T-A. Address is 13638 EINSTOSS Court, Magalie, California, 95954, phone 530-519-4371. ID is XXX XXX-3925. Date of birth is 8/29/1961, 61-year-old, married, woman. Insurance is Blue Cross Pers Choice. Pharmacy is Walgreens Paradise. It is addressed to Shirley Huffman, PAC. Mission Ranch Primary Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137. Phone is 530-894-0500, fax 530-345-2532. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of possible cognitive decline. Comorbid problems, bipolar disorder, Lissy's vertically, bipolar disorder, dysomnia, insomnia with nightmares, current medications, Lissy's vertically, benztropine, 1 BID, dyskinesia, Dr. Harpreet Kaur, K-A-U-R, lamotrigine, 200 milligrams HS, mood stabilization, Dr. Kaur, trazodone, 50 milligrams HS, insomnia, Dr. Kaur, aripiprazole, 15 milligrams AM, bipolar disorder, Dr. Kaur, melatonin, 10 milligrams HS, insomnia. Additional comorbid disorders, PTSD, dyslexia, Dear Shirley Huffman and professional colleagues, Kelly Batista was seen initially at the request of her wife, for clinical symptoms of cognitive impairment, new paragraph. She returned today, but does not have the results of the quality of life questionnaires, which has been provided to her to complete, new paragraph. Initial diagnostic laboratory studies, including dementia evaluation, was abnormal, showing an elevated TSH suggesting mild underlying hypothyroidism. Subparagraph, the majority of those studies have yet to be returned. New paragraph, she completed initial MR imaging of the brain on January 4, 2023 for her history of cognitive decline. Subparagraph, the study was abnormal, showing some prominent low signal intensity focus in the extraaxial space along to the anterior aspect of the cerebral falx without mass effect. Consistent with a possible meningioma, but no mass effect. Isolated, scattered ischemic punctate subcortical and corona radiata white matter foci were also identified of nonspecific etiology. The neuroquantitative assessment of the brain for evaluation of cognitive impairment remains pending. New paragraph. Today, in seeing her for reevaluation, understanding that hypothyroidism, of course, could be associated with cognitive impairment, I am doing additional thyroid studies for her follow-up, and I will see her for follow-up and reevaluation in consideration for treatment. New paragraph. She will complete the the quality of life evaluations for cognitive impairment. I will see her in return for additional recommendations in consideration for further evaluation and treatment. And then sign respectfully with my professional signature.